Today is going to be a bit of a rant simply because I wanted to share with you some insights that I had when my husband and I were recently away on an amazing Italian vacation. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? I have that vlog coming up soon, so if you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, now is a great time to do that because I will be sharing that vlog very soon. It's just a lot of stuff and I gotta get through it all. But today I really wanted to tap into the lessons that I learned from this trip. I wanted to explain that going into this vacation, I really had feelings of like overwhelm, and I was really kind of at the end of a rope. And if you've been around for any time, whether here on my YouTube channel, listening to my podcast, you know, towards the end of the year, I kind of fall into this sort of like, oh, did I get as much done as I wanted to get done? And at the beginning of the year, I had a system that I thought was going to work, but it didn't quite pan out as I wanted it to, but it had nothing to do with the system, but everything to do with me. And that's kind of one of the lessons that I wanted to share with you today that I've learned in these last almost 10 months. And that is, you know, we can set all of the goals. We can create a plan to achieve the goal, and we can even set out to, with the best of intentions, do the actions required for us to achieve the plan and do and meet the goal. But the reality of the situation is so many things get in the way, and there has to be a level of commitment and a level of personal mastery that happens in order for you to really design your dream life. And as much as I wanted that system to work, there was a lot more growth, even though God knows I have grown leaps and bounds, from where I started 20, 30 years ago, actually. But there was still more growing to do. And that is just a testament to the fact that success is a journey. It is not a destination. There is not one successful person that I know that is just sitting down, resting on their laurels and saying, oh, I made it. I'm successful. I can do nothing now. Everyone that I know who has established themselves and reached the level of success that they've desired is still grinding, is still learning, is still growing. And so that is the first lesson, is that, you know, as much as you think you may have found the golden goose, the holy grail of success, there's still another level. And when you think you've mastered that one, there's another level. So what I'll say is that over the course of time that I've been showing up here and trying my best to be consistent on my YouTube channel and on my podcast to provide insight for you all, there have been growth opportunities for me as well. And when I went to Italy, I think a lot of what I needed was revealed. And it was not because like there was this, oh, you know, angels falling from the sky situation. It was just being in Italy. It was just experiencing the old world, the history of it all. It was seeing how slow and how simple things were. It was like having been removed from the chaos of my everyday life that I was able to look at where I was, what I was doing, and evaluate it, but then also say, you know, this is an example of what I want my life to look like. And I started to question if I was actually doing the things to get me to that life, or was I just a hamster on a wheel doing things that I thought were necessary in order for me to get there, but really missing some of the big the big milestones, I had some gaps actually in what needed to be done. And there are still gaps. I'm not saying I got it all figured out. But what I do know is if I'm feeling this way, other people are feeling this way, and I wanted to address it on the podcast today. So like I said, the first lesson that I learned was that like, it's an ongoing thing, and I constantly have to learn and grow. And I, you know, recognize that as much as I thought I was on a path, I was missing some steps on the path. So that was the first thing. So, but once I got to Italy, here are a couple of lessons. And I wrote them down because I actually shared this inside my Facebook group today. And, you know, I realized that I wasn't even showing up in my Facebook group. But here was the first lesson. The first lesson is simplicity plus strategy equals success. And what I mean by that is before I left the United States, there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with my family, a lot of stuff. And so it's just chaotic, right? And so I said, when I get in the car to go to the airport to go to Italy, I am leaving the United States behind, and I am going to immerse myself in the idea of Italy and just being away and enjoying my spouse. However, and so when I get to, I didn't mean however, when I get to Italy though, and you walk on grounds that are so old and you see the beautiful hills and the olive trees and the green and the people, and you just see there were no grocery stores, right? People are going to the market with fresh vegetables and all these things, and you just see how simple it is. My husband and I did an amazing excursion where we had a private experience learning how to make pasta and tiramisu with a wonderful woman who took us to the market. And just even when we cooked, just the simplicity of cooking. I mean, she used salt and pepper and some wine. And we're so accustomed to having all these spices and throwing all these things in and all these herbs. And it was the most delicious meal my husband and I had, but it was salt and pepper and some wine. It was so simple. So these little things I'm taking note of. And so I'm thinking simplicity, but there was a strategy to it, you know, the way we did it, the way people live there. It was thought out. It was thoughtful. It was intentional. You know, there was nothing haphazard. You know, you couldn't just, you know, go to a grocery store, go down all the aisles, read the labels and all the things. It wasn't that. It was so intentional. You go to the market and you, if you need tomatoes, you get tomatoes. If you need zucchini, you get zucchini. You're not like having this complex experience. It's very simple. And you are only getting the things that you need for that particular meal or for the meals of the week. You're not overindulging. You are being very intentional with what it is you are doing. And so I'm observing this. I'm experiencing this. And it becomes a lesson because ultimately that simplicity and the strategy behind the being intentional and everything really did equal success. And so I came home, and I'll get my second lesson that I learned, but I came home from Italy, and the very first thing that I wanted to do was streamline. I wanted to strip everything down, and I really wanted to grasp the concept of simplicity and really refining and fine-tuning who I was and how I wanted to show up and who I wanted to serve, why I wanted to serve them, and really get intentional. Now, the thing is, I was sick when we came home. My husband caught a cold while we were in Italy, subsequently gave it to me. And I was very prayerful, Lord, let me get to the States. I don't want to be sick in Italy. Let me get home. I don't want to ride 9 hours on a plane ill. So thankfully that prayer was answered. I did not get the bulk of my illness until we got back to the States. So I was at home in bed the whole week. We got home on a Monday. I was at home in bed. I gave myself grace and allowed myself to rest the whole next week. But while I was resting, I was researching the audience that I truly wanted to serve and understanding what it is they are looking for and who they are. I researched my concept, like understanding who else is in my space and what are they saying about the same topics that I am talking about and how are they being received. I looked at how I actually want to communicate my message. I looked at people that were already in the 1%, and they were already successful. What were they doing? How can I fine tune what I'm doing and align myself with those things so that I can achieve those same levels of success? And what I realized, it was just eye opening. It was that, Andrea, you have done such an amazing job. So I did give myself some credit because I have really grown over the years. Every year I say it, I grow. I may not be where I want to be, but I am no longer where I was. And I want you to, you know, pat yourself on the back if that is you as well, because that is a milestone and we have to celebrate that. But I'm not where I want to be. And when I started looking at the success and the habits of the people that were successful and living the life that I wanted to live, I realized that there were some areas that needed to be fine-tuned. And I needed to define who I wanted to talk to. And I needed to be very clear about what it is I wanted to do. And so I did that. And I'm just going to tell you here, because you're the first to know. You are the first to know. What I realized is I love helping people become who it is they want to become. I love helping businesses become who they want to become for their audience. Those two things. I love helping women specifically become who they want to become. And I love helping businesses become who they want to become. My foundation is marketing, yes. But ultimately, my desire, my passion is really helping people to walk in their purpose, own it with confidence, and go after the life that they love. So what I decided was Andrea Patrick Consulting is going to be my personal branding, personal development, personal mastery business. It already exists. Andrea Patrick Consulting is already an entity. And that's how I'm going to serve ambitious women aspiring to design a life they love. You heard it first. And I'm super excited that I'm sharing this with you on the podcast. But yes, Andrea Patrick Consulting is going to be the hub for helping ambitious women who are aspiring to design a life they love. And with that, we will have coaching. We have programs. We will have events. That is what I decided. With my Keystone Strategic Partners, that is going to be my corporate training, my helping businesses become who they want to be. We're going to work on systems and processes. We're going to work on developing a culture for the brand so that they not only attract and engage and convert the right audience, but also they attract and engage and hire the right people based on the culture that they want to create for their business. And what I decided and learned and am going to be working with and on is the thing that was my issue. As I was laying in the bed and I was watching these amazing, successful women tell me how to be an amazing, successful woman, what I realized was I'm looking up and I am aspiring. I want to be like them. And they're telling me what they did to get there. But what's missing is the handholding, the walking beside, the growing together component. And sometimes, I mean, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, tell me below if you ever feel this way. But for me, watching someone else's success is only inspiring for about that long. And then after that, I am evaluating where I am and I get a little upset that I'm missing some steps and I can't figure out the steps and I don't know what to do. And as much as they're telling me what to do, it's like they're coming from a position that is so unlike mine that I can't really use what they're giving me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there was this one that I was watching, and she was telling me about her life and how she became a millionaire. She went from making $55,000 a year to being having $100 million in revenue in her business. And so I'm watching multiple of her videos because she's giving you great insight into how to get there. But then I realized she married someone who was a millionaire. And though she started the business and she's been growing her business, the resources that she had at her disposal to do so made it a lot different from the resources that I have, right? So as much as I want to listen to her and apply some of the lessons that she learned, the truth of the matter is I don't relate to her situation. She doesn't relate to my situation. So the gap that I want to fill is for those of you who are listening and you realize that you want to get locked in and level up your life and start designing the life that you love. I'm doing that right now. This lesson that I learned, simplicity plus strategy equals success, I am going to be applying that and challenging myself to design the life that I love. And I'm not trying to do that by myself. I want to bring you along. I want you to walk with me. I want us to do this together. So that's why I'm telling you this. That's what this podcast is all about. It's about sharing and being in community with you. If you're like me and you love seeing the success of other people, but that only takes you so far in terms of your own encouragement and inspiration and motivation, you need somebody that's kind of right there beside you and holding your hand, and you're like buddying it up and kikiing it up along the way and talking about the hiccups and the challenges and holding each other's hands, pulling each other up when we get discouraged. If that is what you need, which that's what I need. I like the camaraderie. I like the socialization. I like the community aspect of growth. I've been trying to get my friends for years, you know, hey, come on guys, let's do it. This is our year. Let's work together. Let's encourage each other. It doesn't work out all the time, but I am very hopeful that when you hear this, you are inspired, you are encouraged, you are motivated to get locked in and level up so that we can design the life that we love, and you do it with me and you join me in community as we do it together, okay? So the first lesson, simplicity plus strategy equals success. That's what I mean by that. We don't have to kill ourselves. We don't have to have crazy schedules. We don't have to listen to those people that tell us to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. All we have to do is understand who we are and what we need to do our best. We need to master ourselves. We need to become the CEO of us so that we know what we need to do and we can simplify, we can streamline. We don't have to try everything. We can try what we know will work. And then we need to create a strategy with what we know about ourselves. And we need to then use that strategy to be intentional, to do the things that are necessary, to tell ourselves what, to be honest with ourselves and get the things done. And then we need to do it. And that brings me to the second epiphany, the second lesson that hit me really hard when I came home. And that was, if someone else lies to me, I'm gonna read it to you because I like the way I wrote it better than what I was about to say. The way I wrote it was, if lying isn't tolerated from others, why am I accepting lies from myself? I'm going to let that sit there for a second. If I won't tolerate lies from other people, why am I accepting lies from myself? And this can be so small, guys. This can be like, you know how you say it was just a little white lie? When it comes to designing the life that you want, little white lies will tear you down. They will ruin your efforts. An example, I would tell myself, I'm going to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm going to work out. And then I am going to do X, Y, and Z with my day. And I would do that for 2 or 3 days, maybe a week. And then a little hiccup would happen and I would fall off. And then I would accept the fact that I had fallen off. And then I would say, well, that didn't work. Can you relate to that? Can you relate to telling yourself that you are going to do something to get a different result only to do it as long as it's convenient, which means you didn't really commit to it and you lied to yourself. You told yourself a lie. If you won't tolerate lies from other people, why are you tolerating lies to yourself? So that was huge. And you know what I did when I came home? I committed to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning. I already get up 2 days a week at 6:30 to do networking events. But I decided if you can do that 2 days a week, you can take an extra step, get up at six and do it every day, Monday through Thursday. Now, I only do it Monday through Thursday because Friday, Saturday, I am trying to get as much rest as possible because Sunday is the day I'm at church and, and I schedule and plan my next week. So I committed to that. And I am not going to, it's an easy commitment. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I just go to bed early. And that's what happened. I've been doing it for almost 2 weeks now. And my body starts to shut down about 7, 8 o'clock. I go take my shower and I'm in the bed by 9. And I'm asleep by 10. But it makes it easy for me to get up at 6. So I decided to tell myself the truth and be honest with myself. And then the next thing was I started looking at how I run my business. Was I doing what needed to be done? Was I reading enough? Was I being as intentional with the content that I create? Was I, you know, just all sorts of things. And when I came and I sat down at my desk, well, actually it was when I was sick and I was laying there and I was really looking at what I was doing and what was working and what wasn't and where I was dropping the ball and how I could be more intentional, I realized that, you know, I could do a better job producing my content. I could do a better job networking and being out there and really sharing my value with people. I could do a better job asking for the business. I could do a better job in a host of areas. And so I created a plan. That whole week, I sat down, I devised a plan, I researched my audience, I really defined how I wanted to show up. And this week, I am making those adjustments. I am making those changes. So if you are a follower of mine on Instagram, then I want you to like leave a heart here on this podcast video, blue and gold for Aggies, Aggie Pride. And let me know if you can tell a difference, you know, in my content and if you like it, if you can appreciate it, because I think it's going to help me grow. But anyway, so the two lessons that I think that I want you to take away, well, three lessons that I want you to take away from this is the first one where I think I said, you know, it's a journey. It's not a destination. And that, you know, I have to really show up for myself, do a better job. And like, really be intentional. And the second one is simplicity plus strategy equals success. And then the third one is stop lying to yourself. If you won't tolerate lies from other people, then don't lie to yourself. Why would you accept lies from yourself, right? So that brings me to what I want to share with you. I really would like it. I'm on this journey. I don't have all the answers. I could tell you, I could sit here and rattle off what you need to do to be successful and design a life you love. But I'm not going to do that because I'm on my journey. And I instead would encourage you to join me. Join me in my challenge to design the life I love. And if you are interested, then leave a comment down below that you're interested. Right, type in level up with a gold and a blue heart. And as I build this challenge out, I will definitely let you know about it. I'll leave a link for you to join my newsletter so that you can hear all about it. That's probably where I will announce it, in the newsletter. So make sure you are subscribed and follow me over on Instagram as well so that you can see the transition. Like I said, AF Patrick Consulting is going to be for my girls, my girlies who are ambitious, who are aspiring to design a life they love. I'm going to be working with you over there with coaching and programs and events. And then if you are a business watching this and you have a team of people and you are trying to scale your business and see it grow and skyrocket, then hit me up over on my Keystone Strategic Partners Instagram. I just got that up and running. So we are on, you know, a quest to grow that page. So make sure that you go over there. I will leave a link to follow me on that as well. But anyway, guys, I think that's enough of a rant today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are constantly evolving and being open to failure. And guys, never so much in the history of this podcast is this as important as it is right now. As you know, I started off the season wanting to talk about excellence, and this is a part of that. So if you want to be excellent, if you want to level up, if you're ready to get locked in to level up and design a life you love, then definitely sign up for my newsletter so that you will learn about when this challenge is coming. I'm trying to do better on my newsletter, trying to do better in my Facebook group. So if you're a part of any of those and you're watching this, let's get locked in so that we can level up. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.